Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 11th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. Kicking things right off, let's look at the Gamers Inn, and the question comes to mind, did we convince ourselves to play Resident Evil 8? Or Resident Evil Village, I should say. Now, personally, for me, I have not played yet. I'm recording this on a Monday, and, you know, it's looking likely like I'm not going to. But honestly, I've also kind of stayed away from streams as well. I believe Jocelyn's been watching some streams, so she's going to have some thoughts. She may have actually played as well, I have no idea, but for me, it's just, it isn't a game that kind of, even though I do a zombie podcast, isn't one that kind of jumped out at me as needing to play right away. So I'm probably going to sit on that one for a bit. Although I have sort of been tempted to return to Resident Evil 7, I was talking to a friend of mine, Lou, on Zamp, and he was saying that I'm probably pretty close to the end of that game, so I might just look at that and maybe just try to finish that one and think, hey, if I enjoyed this, maybe I pick up Village. Who knows? But, you know, with Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition of Mass Effect around the corner, I really don't know if I want to spend almost $200 on video games in the span of 2 weeks. Although I am sticking to my guns that I am going to play the demo, well, the 10-hour trial of Mass Effect Legendary Edition, just because I have access to that through Game Pass. So that's probably where I'm at. But I'm also playing a lot of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and, you know, it's just one of those experiences where I talked about this last week. I don't want to stop playing because I don't forget how to play. I also feel like I'm on the fast track to finishing it. There's a lot more beat-to-beat story stuff as opposed to story than, like, hey, kick around in the open world, then back to story. It's really just, like, point for point for point and just keeps moving forward. I'm at a point where I've lost some character members. Not, like, they've died. They've just kind of left the party for story reasons, and I'm, like, trying to get them back, which is also stopping me from doing some of the side content I'm trying to do, because I have also picked up the expansion pass, and there's stuff in the expansion pass that I can't do when some of those characters aren't in the party, or when I'm completely on my own, and for story reasons, there are those moments where you're on your own. So I'm still working on that. I'm still playing it. I did pick up the expansion pass. I enjoyed the sort of influx of a bunch of resources that it gives you. I have not touched the side quests that come with the expansion pass, just because I'm not really too worried about them. Although I have done a few that some of the blades, the extra blades you get in the expansion pass, are related to side content. So there is this, like, little quest that they give you. So I've done those, but outside of that, I'm just kind of kicking around, pushing through the story. You know, back to Mass Effect Legendary Edition, I don't know if you saw the box art creator that BioWare put out. It's like a website that you can kind of customize what your box art looks like depending on your favorite squad mates from that game. So I did it, and honestly, I immediately set it to my, you know, my Mac background, which I do majority of my podcasting on, so it's been fun to look at. I am really getting excited for that release, even though BioWare and Mass Effect as of late haven't been the greatest company. So, well, and I don't mean necessarily business. I mean, like, literally, like, you know, hanging out. It's just, they have been a struggle to like lately. And I hope this is a first step in the right direction for them of getting back to what we love about BioWare, which is big, solid RPGs that have great story and great characters and just also great functionality. So, looking forward to that. I'm just going to tease this here because it hasn't technically happened yet, but there might be a Facebook Marketplace story in the near future in relation to Xbox, or my Xbox, I should say. So stay tuned for that. I will not tease any further, although you can probably figure it out. That was probably pretty much a great giveaway. But looking at the news, you know, Nintendo, you know, stealth dropped a new game that they're going to be releasing on June 11th, which is the Game Builder Garage. And I don't know, it looks like some great weird Nintendo stuff that I can't wait to check out. It's on the pricey side, it's $40 Canadian, but I feel like it's one of those games where It's kind of an evolution of Labo, but it's all software-based. So it seems like something that I could have fun with the kids and kind of teach them a little bit of like object-oriented game design and programming. So I think it could be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk about that as well as, you know, anything that's come out of the Epic versus Apple stuff. Really, I haven't been following it as closely as I had the first week. The first week had its big sort of moments as like all the secret stuff was accidentally revealed. But yeah, if anything pops up, we'll certainly bring it up on the show. Looking at Summoner's Call, we'll have a new episode on the feed this week where we talk about the new Fallen Heroes. And they are here, spoiling Three Houses for some, confusing Three Houses for others, and getting Three Houses players hyped for more special Three Houses alts. Depending on which route you played in Three Houses, you fall into one or more of those categories. I, for one, was spoiled and confused. So Three Houses is this weird game, you know, for the first, one of the first, how should I phrase this so I don't say it wrong, but Three Houses has four different routes, and depending on which ones you played, you got a wildly different story. And you talking to your friends about what route they played, they had characters that winded up in very different locations and directions than they had maybe in your game. Specifically, the Lords have a big difference in their characters depending on which route you take. So the Fallen Heroes in Summoner's Call, or the new Fallen Heroes in Fire Emblem Heroes from Three Houses do spoil some endgame moments for specific routes if you kind of look into, like, oh, where'd these characters come from? So if you're confused and you don't want spoilers, maybe leave it at that. But those new heroes are in. We talk about those. Also, we wrap up part one of our Three Houses game club. So looking forward to jumping into part two. Although the end of part one for Claude's route, very different from my ending to part one when I played as Edelgard. You're kind of on the opposite of what happened. You are the invading force, and that's all I'll say for my route. Although, you know what, it's been long enough, and I also inadvertently spoiled it, so at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Here I am trying not to spoil, and sure enough, I am spoiling. So I'll end it at that, but we are going to take a week off of Summoner's Call next week. And we will return on the week of May 24th, just 1 week off, with new special heroes and the beginning of part two of the Claude route, which is Verdant Winds. So look forward to that. Looking at upcoming releases, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Wrath of the Druids DLC, which was delayed from late April, is going to be coming out on May 13th. As mentioned, the Mass Effect Legendary Edition launches on May 14th, this Friday. Days Gone is coming to PC on May 18th, Miitopia is coming to the Switch on May 21st, and Biomutant is coming out on May 25th. That's going to do it for this TGI Patreon Mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.